This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. As hospitals confront an influx of highly infectious coronavirus cases, some medical workers are facing a shortage of a vital piece of safety protection, face masks. People with sewing skills have stepped up to help, from crafters who hadn't touched a sewing machine in years, to fashion companies full of highly skilled sewers with newfound time on their hands. But are homemade masks helpful to medical staff, or even worth making? Francis Anderton covers design and architecture for KCRW and brings us this report. Francis, good to see you.
Very nice to speak to you, Jonathan.
Let's jump into this. So what's the problem here?
Well, as you just said, there's a shortage of what are called N95 masks. These are the medical grade masks that give the best protection from receiving or passing on infection. And they're very, very important for healthcare workers. Some hospitals in the US have large stocks of these masks. However, there are many healthcare providers that don't, especially smaller healthcare providers. For example, I've met Johanna Barth Rogers. She's chief medical officer at a small medical center in South LA. It's called Umar. It's a community-based provider for the uninsured and for the underinsured. She said that last week their supplies of masks were dwindling almost to an incredibly scary nothing. So she turned around and she sent out an SOS. Her husband, Sam Frost, is a photographer. He focuses on design and architecture and lifestyle. He did a shout out on Instagram Sunday to his followers, and Johanna told me that it got a huge response.
We have gotten donations from individuals. We have gotten designers who are willing to make masks with filters for us. We have gotten restaurant supply stores donating surgical masks that they would maybe use when preparing food.
So that's just one example of someone doing a call out and just getting a great response from people that want to help, and particularly a response coming from people with kind of design and making skills.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, tell us more about some of the folks helping out in the fashion industry.
So at one end, you have the high fashion companies, Prada and Gucci in Italy. Also, the vast fast fashion makers, H&M and Zara. They've tapped their sewers. They have these huge assembly systems. Here in the US, you have Christian Siriano. He's a Project Runway alumnus. He's sent out Instagram pics of his team busy sewing. In LA, we have Dove Charney. He was the somewhat controversial founder of American Apparel, which has now been reborn as Los Angeles Apparel. And he has announced that he's put his sewers to work.
Right. So that's the fashion industry, and it's an incredible number of players stepping up. But then I take it you also have individuals who simply want to help, who've turned their kitchen tables into mask assembly lines.
Well, this is the thing. There's been a step up from lots and lots of people who are at home with time on their hands and a desire to help. They've gotten out old sewing machines, downloaded patterns, and they're making masks at home. Some are coming together via Facebook groups. One of the Facebook groups is called Stitch Together, and it's being led by a woman called Mallory Morgan. She's harnessing the efforts of tons of individuals. Her group has now something like 760 members. Between them, they've sewn over 500 masks. And I spoke with her yesterday and I asked, you know, who are these individuals? Are they people with a lot of experience sewing, or just sort of anyone who can thread a needle? And this is what her answer was.
I think it's really brought a lot of people back into sewing and back into crafting, people who haven't touched their sewing machine in years, or people who haven't even sewn before, that are teaching themselves as they go, hand sewing, borrowing sewing machines from their neighbors.
I asked, you know, who's taking these masks? And she says that actually they've already provided masks to West LA VA Medical Center, Long Beach VA Medical Center, LA Fire Department, and St. Vincent Meals on Wheels.
You know, but I wonder, are these handmade masks really going to protect people like nurses or those in direct contact with a COVID-19 patient?
That's exactly the question that I asked Mallory Morgan, and it's one she has asked herself because she reached out to a lot of large hospitals. And sure enough, she found many people on the front lines, they want those N95 masks. They offer the highest protection. They form a seal around the nose and mouth. They have a filter that can block airborne particles far more effectively than your average DIY mask can.
So is it worth, I guess, all the effort that these crafters are making to make these masks if you have the medical community kind of saying, no, we want the industry standard?
It certainly seems like it is worth it for two reasons. And I'll tell you, the first reason is, as mentioned, even if a large hospital doesn't take them, there are many other people and groups that will. Keep the homemade ones for people who are not on the front lines of treating the sick. Dr. Johanna Barth Rogers at the Community Health Delivery Centre that I mentioned, she said, keep the medical grade masks for the medical staff.
And the most important thing right now is having the most amount of people available at the front lines. And if we don't have good protective equipment for those frontline staff, we are putting them at risk.
So basically her message is, if you're at home not treating the sick, don't stockpile N95 masks. Leave them for those that really need them. And I do want to add, however, that there is another really, I think, deeply human reason why people are joining this mask making project. That is simply the desire to stay connected to community while isolated at home. And that's what Mallory Morgan has found.
When you sit at home and you read everything that's going on, or you watch the news, or you even hear things from your friends and family who do work in the hospitals, you feel kind of a little desperate, like you want to make a difference, but you don't know how. So I think this is a really great way for people to help out in situations where they don't know how else they can.
Yeah, so I mean, I think this is a great example of people tapping into the tools they have at hand to help out in an emergency. Francis, are there any other examples you've been following?
Yes, there's lots of examples, really, from the small to the large. We've been talking about masks, but there's also all sorts of companies that are stepping up to get involved with helping make complex technology like the ventilators that we know are very sorely in need. Elon Musk has just announced the delivery of 1,200. He got those apparently from China, but he wants to turn over some of his assembly line production to helping assist. And then certainly I'm tracking designers and architects who, yes, at one end they might sew, at the other end they're looking at things like their 3D printing equipment and looking at, can they 3D print protective face shields or parts of ventilators? There's all sorts of activity going on now where people are looking at the machines they have, the skill set they have, and asking, how can I help?
Francis Anderton covers design and architecture for KCRW. Francis, thanks again.
You're very welcome, Jonathan.